what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video feed. Glad to have you along for the ride as well. The Joe Pags Show coming your way. He said, on a Friday. I'll give you some horns. Oh, those are the strings, damn it. Now the horns. All right, let's go. Uh-huh. What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is
Carrie, what's going
Friday.
On? You good?
Yep, it's Friday.
Friday.
That's always a good thing.
It is Friday, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Ah, freedom. Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it on. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. Yes, indeed you do. Monday through Thursday, I decide what the story is. What? The title may... Okay, so I put a title up on the web stream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do that every day. And I just put it up there, and they said that this title may conflict with Twitch's moderation policy.
What was it?
I don't understand.
Hmm.
The title is "There's Another New Trend," and it's about Russia collusion again. So dumb. Plus Andrew Pollack. That's what I put.
Okay, I don't understand.
There's something illegal about that.
Not to my knowledge.
Some issue with that title? I'm not sure I understand.
Hmm.
So is the Twitch? Are they on to me now? Are they going to start squelching too?
Yes.
Yeah, it did
They're
not let me update it. Let me try Uh-oh. Again because it's not letting me update it. Isn't that weird?
Hmm.
I think that's weird.
What's
this may
on?
Conflict. What? Carrie, I'm telling you, I can't win for losing.
It's one of those days, isn't it?
Hmm? I don't know, man. I don't understand why that would conflict with anything. I'm literally just saying what's coming up on the show because
understand.
I said Russia collusion?
That would be silly, but... I don't know.
Stream info cannot be updated. Something went wrong. Try running a quick action again. What on earth? I can't say Russia collusion? Could
Maybe,
that be it?
I guess. You got to change the title.
That is so weird to me. Why can't they just stop it? Can't they?
They can't.
Let me see if I take the word Russia out of it. Let's me do it. This is how ridiculous social media has become. Let's see if that lets me. I bet I take out Russian. I bet it's going to update. Nope, it won't let me update it, that either. They're not going to let me update it at all.
Oh, no.
Okay. What's up? Let me just put what's up? Question mark. Update information. They let me put what's up.
Okay.
I guess I couldn't say coming up. Carrie, come on now.
That's
it's
really
just getting
strange.
Dumb, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yes.
Shows on Twitch won't let me put my title. So you'd let me put that up there.
That'd be the Russian collusion.
Yeah, it took that one. Isn't that nuts? That's crazy to me.
I know.
Why can't they just freaking stop it? All right, whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we will move on. The whole crew is here today. We always appreciate that. We are not wearing our shirts today because Carrie, for some reason, or Polo, for some reason, didn't want until next Friday. Then he's off, and then I said Wednesday, or you said Wednesday. Somebody said Wednesday. It's going to be next Wednesday.
Okay. Yes,
it's
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, right?
Yes.
That's when we're doing it.
We're all wearing our shirts. Yes. Wednesday. Don't forget.
Got to get it done next Wednesday.
Yes.
Or else Russia collusion. I guess you can't say Russia collusion on Twitch, for God's sakes.
Mm-mm.
Who knew, right?
I know. That's weird.
All right, so let me ask you this. How much water does a dog have to drink?
I do not know.
My favorite thing is to go to a bathroom. We've got a few bathrooms in the house. The one centralized bathroom to do some business. And there's water all over the floor. Because now I've got a couple of options. Either somebody missed, which would be hard because I'm the only guy now.
I was going to say, you're surrounded with women in your house. So
yeah, I don't think they're missing.
Yeah, no.
Or the damn dog went in there again and drank out of the toilet.
Yeah.
And he just can't clean up after himself, and he dribbles it all around the floor and everything. And like, hey, I'm walking in toilet water and dog stuff. And come on, man. You know what I mean? And this dog is not thirsty. All day long, the dog's drinking.
What about keeping the bathroom door closed?
Well, hello. That's what Daddy does every time. You talk to the women in the house, please.
Oh, it's their fault, is it? They don't close
the door. It's definitely not my
fault.
I'm not leaving the door open.
Oh.
Definitely not leaving the door open.
Okay.
And this is the new trend with Mesa, who's 5.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go in the bathroom and pick your clothes up off the floor? I guess she comes home from school and just strips down to underwear. And she's running around the house in her underwear, and the clothes are on the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah. I've been there, done that.
Just pick them up.
Yeah. It is too hard. It's too hard for kids.
Don't even act like that. Boys don't do that. Only girls do that crap.
Please.
But your boys are very tidy.
No. As a matter of fact, they are not.
Wow. Surprised.
Nope.
Surprising. Mm-mm. So, yeah, the question of the day is, how much does a dog have to drink? Mm-hmm. And I'm also in this pattern lately where I call the other dog Charlie. I'm calling him Fuzzy. Fuzzy was our favorite dog for 18 years. For some reason, I'm calling Charlie Fuzzy. I don't know why. It's an age thing. I'm losing it. I'm dementia, whatever it is.
I'm dementia.
I'm telling you, I keep calling the dog.
Getting old.
Now, maybe it's a dog's life. Maybe it's a dog's life, and Charlie is, in fact, Fuzzy. That could be, no?
Well, I suppose that could be it, maybe.
Fuzzy came back to the family.
Mm-hmm. Does he respond to Fuzzy? Or he just ignores you?
Well, he's just happy anybody's giving him any attention.
Oh.
Now, late at night, 4 o'clock in the morning, when I'm cleaning up the kitchen and making the coffee, whatever, for the next day, Charlie always runs in. And then, of course, Gunner, the German Shepherd, just can't stop drinking. He runs in, too, because they really think I'm going to give them food before I put it away in the refrigerator or whatever. And I'm like, no, stop.
That's all dogs.
So I can call him. At that point, he's coming because he thinks there's food involved.
Food. Yes, they want food.
Let me ask you something else. How much does a dog have to eat?
I guess it depends on the size of the dog. I got a little bit.
What's the dog's life? A dog's life is waking up in the morning and going, what the hell am I going to eat?
Yeah,
I think
much.
They wake up in the morning and they say, there's a good chance the food has run out while I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're always hungry.
And there is no food.
Hungry.
I must hunt and gather now. All day long, they're either hunting and gathering food, begging for food, eating the food that we give them every day. We've never stopped. Why they keep forgetting is stunning to me. And sleeping.
Yeah.
They're sleeping off the hunting and gathering for the food.
It's a good life, huh?
I want to be a dog for a day.
I know.
I want to wake up looking for food, which I do anyway. And I want to not have to work or anything, just take a nap for a few hours here and there.
Do your business.
And sleep all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do the business, maybe slobber it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then bark when I want to go out. And then bark again when I want to come back in.
Yeah.
These are some spoiled ass dogs.
Sounds like, yes.
You know, yesterday was National Pet Day or some crap. I was so mad at my dogs, I didn't even post a picture of them. I didn't even post a picture.
Aw, all because of the toilet
water? Sick of their crap.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Who wants to walk in that?
Well, not me, no. Now, did you clean it up? We do. Remember, we've got a mini dachshund. We got a little.
Oh, that's right. It's not really a dog. It's just a thing.
It is a dog.
A little wiener dog. It's not even really even
a
dog.
It's still a dog.
So yeah. That dog, look, it's only a dog if it can reach the toilet to drink out of it. Yours cannot.
He cannot.
You don't have that problem in your house, do you?
No.
Yeah, when I see dog slobber on the floor, I do clean it up. But I mean, enough is enough. I mean, it's just stupid. Stop now. All day long. And then by the end of the day, they're like, man, did I eat enough? I might not have eaten and had enough to drink.
I know.
And at the end of the day, that's the life. And I want that life for like a week or two.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Why is that asking a lot? Why is that asking a lot?
It's not.
It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Not taking calls on that. Unless, Sam, if somebody wants to call and give me a quick dog anecdote, maybe. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this. I would rather go to Walker, Texas Ranger. One of the least woke programs ever in life.
That's going to be changing.
No BS, no fuss, no muss. You act out, I'm going to kick your ass, put my boot upside your head. That's what I'm doing. They're rebooting it. And what?
It's going to be woke. Yes.
Is Chuck Norris going to be involved?
I do not think so.
Okay, no. Give us that story so that people can understand how stupid today's society has become. Go ahead.
From the Blaze-beloved CBS show Walker, Texas Ranger, set for a reboot, but some fans may be less than thrilled to hear the show is also slated to undergo a couple of woke changes. For instance, Sergeant Cordell Walker's new partner will be a woman, and his younger brother will be gay. According to Variety, the new CW show will simply be called Walker and will showcase stars Jared Padalecki, Lindsay Morgan, and Keegan Allen. Padalecki from the CW Supernatural play the lead as a widower and father with his own moral code who returns to Austin to find out there's hard work to be done in his hometown. He'll attempt to reconnect with his children, navigate clashes with his family, and find unexpected common ground with his new partner, Morgan, one of the first women in Texas Rangers history, Variety reported. Keegan Allen, who played Toby Cavanaugh in Pretty Little Liars, is cast to play Liam Walker, Cordell's younger brother. Here is his description per Variety. Described as smart, slightly smug, but with a strong moral compass, Liam is Walker's younger, gay, and conservative brother, who's been recently promoted to assistant DA. Liam and Walker are close, but Liam gives his brother no shortage of tough love. And Liam has always stayed close to his home, often sacrificing his personal life in favor of his family duties. In Walker's absence, he stepped up to take Walker's kids under his wing. Liam's close relationship with Walker's son and daughter makes Walker slightly jealous.
Come on, man.
There you go.
Let me ask you this. It's a simple question. I'll ask this to the listeners as well. 1-888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Why not just call it Liam and company? Why do you have to call it Walker, Texas Ranger, or even Walker? Why do you have to bring back a show that's already established? We know who the guy is. We know what the values are. He's a conservative, tough love guy with a gun strapped to his side from Texas. Why do we have to change the story? Suddenly there's a younger gay brother who's, what would it say?
But he's conservative. He's conservative.
And conservative. Yeah. So we're really going to mess with you now. And why does there have to be a female partner? Why do we have to check off every box before you can have a show on that's already been established? Leave the show alone.
I would agree
with
that.
Have the new show. Call it something different. Leave what's already in our Americana the way it is. Leave it alone. It doesn't make sense. Because it's no longer Walker, Texas Ranger. Now, I know they're changing the name. They probably had to because they couldn't just steal Walker, Texas Ranger. But, using the name Walker, suggesting that it's the same thing, and then showing up. It's like there's a push now, and Paula, you might know more about this than the rest of us, but isn't there a push now for the next Spider-Man to be bisexual or something? Oh, yes. You look surprised by that. Look it up.
Yeah,
the next Spider-Man. They're talking about being bisexual.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. Going to get it on with men and women because that's what the story of Spider-Man has always been. Not Spider-Man's a straight guy.
Well, I mean,
and it's okay. Your own superhero that's gay.
I mean, one of his little catchphrases is your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So,
yeah, he's going to be awfully friendly to everybody in the neighborhood. Yeah. Okay. all covers are welcome in the neighborhood with the new Spider-Man. Look it up. Do me a favor. During the break, look it up and see if you can find me a story on that because that's where our society's going. So, Walker will no longer be the Walker that we know and love, and Spider-Man might, in fact, be down with dudes every once in a while. Not that you can't say anything against it. Nothing wrong with it. Oh, are you finding it?
I am. Looking to make Spider-Man bisexual with a boyfriend in an upcoming movie.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Okay.
There you go. There you go. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your thoughts on this nuttiness invading our culture for no reason. Leave shows alone that are there. You want to make a new show about a cop who's got a gay brother who's conservative and a female sidekick? Fine. Make it happen. Why change what we already know? It's just dumb. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Welcome. Walker, Texas Ranger. Got a gay brother who's conservative, by the way. And, of course, his sidekick is now a female. Because that's who we are. He's woke. Carrie, he's woke.
Indeed he is. Yep.
Wonder if he knew that he was woke. Did anybody get a comment from Chuck Norris on this?
I have not seen it. I haven't seen one.
Now, Paula, you would remember maybe better than I do, but I interviewed Chuck Norris. Was that in the morning show back in the day?
It had to be.
Because one of the first questions I asked him was, what about all this Chuck Norris stuff that's out there? Because Chuck Norris still permeates our society, our culture. You know, Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He does push-downs.
You know what? It was in the afternoon.
Stuff like that. Was it in the afternoon?
It was in the afternoon.
It was a great time talking to him. We should see if we still have his contact information somewhere. Let's get him back on. But I'd love to get his comments on them rebooting Walker. Not Walker, Texas Ranger, just Walker. Yeah, and at the end of the day, what you have is just changing everything about what that show was. It was like when they brought back Magnum P.I. And did this show do anything? It was like 2 or 3 years ago. Suddenly it's a young Hispanic guy is Magnum P.I. Is that show still on? Do we know?
I think it's still on, yeah.
I mean, why? If you're going to reboot it, either bring Tom Selleck back or get a 6'4" white guy with a mustache. You know, with an annoying mustache. Every man had to have it back in the day because that show was so popular. Driving a red Ferrari. Now, I think the red Ferrari was back. I think I think much of the tone and tenor of the show was back, but why does it have to be something that's culturally different? It's like we're unwhitening or unstraightening our society. It's very strange. It's weird.
Higgins was a woman in this.
Was Higgins a woman in this? Did she have an English accent, though?
I don't remember.
See, that would be important. If they add the English accent, then why change everything else? It's 888-941-PAGS. You're just joining us. Talking about the changes to Walker, Texas Ranger. Going to be Walker now. And the lead character is still, I guess, a straight white guy. But then the younger brother is conservative yet gay and has a better relationship with his kids than he does somehow. And Walker's jealous of that. And, oh, yeah, his partner is a woman. Just because we can. Now, add that to the fact that there's some actor that either has been or wants to be Spider-Man who's now suggesting Spider-Man has to be bisexual, because that really does add to the storyline. Now, during the break, because Polo has some insight into these Marvel characters and these superhero stuff, I guess you're saying it's some sort of multi-universe or multiverse where you go there and there are several different versions of the characters? Well, is that what you're talking about?
Well, in a multiverse, it's just basically like there's a different Earth, like tons of different Earths, so there's different versions of yourself. And of like some of these superheroes as well. So what they did a cartoon version of it, and it was pretty well done. But now they're saying that they may do like a live action version and bring back Tobey Maguire, who played the original Spider-Man, and then what's his face, Garfield? Was it Andrew Garfield?
I think it's Andrew Garfield. Yeah,
and he played the second version of Spider-Man, and then have him, you know, be from a different Earth as well. And I guess they're saying that he may be the one that would be the bisexual one. But then Tom Holland, who's currently playing Spider-Man, I guess he'd be the one, you know, I guess, intertwined with everybody.
I'm sorry, you can't say intertwined if the Spider-Man's bisexual. You can't say intertwined. That's actually illegal. I think we're not allowed to say that. You might have to dump yourself. So yeah, there we go. We've got Spider-Man has to be down with men or women. You've got Walker has to have a gay brother who's actually closer to his family. And they had to also say the gay brother was really family values-oriented or something like that. Which again, I mean, come on. So at the end of the day, instead of making a new show, they're taking old shows and they're changing them to today's agenda. Kathy, I've got about a minute for you. What's happening? Hi.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say I was listening to your incident on Wednesday about getting running through Comal County and talking about a certain deputy. And
yes.
I just wanted to give Deputy Floyd a shout-out as well on your show if I could. I met him not too long ago, about a month ago. Same fashion you did, yeah. And apparently we had met before. He came back to the car and said, well, we're going to have to quit meeting like this. I said, excuse me? And he said, yeah, it looks like about it back in March. I pulled you over last year. Like, well, how you doing? Have a great day.
Well, that's cool. He's a nice guy, and he's getting the job done, and I want him to stay safe. And look, anybody who wants to shout out Deputy Voigt is certainly welcome to do so. Again, we didn't meet necessarily because he stopped me. We met because he just happened to walk up to my window.
There you go. I think that same thing happened to me. I'm not sure.
Exactly right, Kathy. See, he's just doing that, Carrie. He's just walking up to people's windows.
Mm-hmm. Which I wonder why. I don't think that's
getting
really
the job
happening,
done out there,
though.
Deputy Voigt.
He is. He's
what's
working
that?
Hard now.
Working
you know he stopped
hard.
You. He stopped you.
Very, very quick to talk to people. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there also. The live video feed, make sure you stop by, click on get notifications. If you want to go to the actual page, you can chat, you can talk with the people, and also click on follow, and you'll get a notification when we go live. The Joe Pags Show coming your way for a Friday, Free Speech Friday. Polo, you made an interesting commentary during the break. You think you know why they're doing it, why they're taking these old shows that aren't what you know, they used to be. They're actually changing these shows or movies or characters. And you say it's because?
Name recognition.
You're absolutely 100% right. But isn't it a bait and switch?
I don't think they care. And because I think that, and they're probably so egotistical thinking that if they get you to watch the show, you'll stay.
If it's good enough, maybe they will. But, I mean, I'm not going to even watch the show because they're stealing the name from a different show that we know who the character is.
Right.
We know what the story was about. We know what the storyline was. We know that he kicked ass, took names, and put his boot in somebody's rear end. I mean, that was the movie. Spider-Man. There's always a woman. Who's his girlfriend in that movie?
Well, it just depends because in the original one, it was Mary Jane Watson. Then when they did the Andrew Garfield version, they did a different storyline with Gwen Stacy. And then this version that they have out with Tom Holland, they have Mary Jane Watson again, but she goes by MJ, but it's not Mary Jane Watson. She's a different.
But there's always
version.
A girl. There's
right.
always a girlfriend or somebody he wants to be with. There's always the femme fatale.
Right.
And at the end of the day, what, there's just going to be a dude all of a sudden? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Or maybe Mary Jane tonight. Maybe Mark. I mean, I don't get it. And if you want me to come and buy into the character, stop changing the character. And I mentioned this earlier. I'm not sure if it was during the break or actually on the air, but Little Orphan Annie is a young white girl with red hair and freckles. It's okay. You can make another movie about a young black girl that's going through the same plight. Call it something different. At the end of the day, don't take the characters that we know and love, change them while grabbing our attention by naming it the same thing. I think that you're onto something. I think they are doing it for name recognition. But a lot of these things don't succeed because people don't buy it. Carrie, will you do me a favor, if you don't mind? Will you look and see if the new Magnum PI is still on? I don't even know if it lasted
Alrighty.
More than a season. It may be. I haven't watched it.
But
I like Hispanic people and I like fast cars. But, I mean, it's not Magnum PI. It's just not. Yeah.
It reminds me of that movie with Eddie Murphy, The Distinguished Gentleman, where he changes his name to look like, I guess, some other politician who was running who had passed away. And
right.
he literally uses his slogan as the name you know.
He's right.
And
he's
all right. These people the are voting know. For him because they think he's this Jeff Johnson guy who passed away. And that's how he ends up getting in. So
I think I saw that movie, too. The name you
funny.
Know.
Yeah,
it's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Did you get an answer? Is it still
is on? It is on, yeah. It was just last year they renewed it for a second season. That was in September, so it is still going on.
Must be doing okay. And again, I think I know the actor who's the lead.
Jay Hernandez.
And I think he's great. Uh-huh. Right. I think he's great. But he's just not Magnum P.I. First of all, he's not 6'4". He's shorter. And secondly, he doesn't have the mustache, and he's just not a big white guy who's, you know, living large on the beach. Go ahead.
Sorry, but he had it, I think, in the start of maybe season two, I think, for like an episode
or something.
I think so. I can't remember how they described it. And it might not have just...
Sort of a throwback to the original?
Maybe, but it might even have been more of a goatee and not just a mustache. But he had that, and I can't remember how they explained it, but... Yeah.
They even brought back the helicopter with the same colors from the original show, yet they changed the whole character. It doesn't make sense. It's weird. Anyway, let me go to the phone lines. A lot of people want to talk about this, and you know, maybe it's a great show. I'm not going to watch it. It's not Magnum. Call it something else. No problem. Let me go to the phone lines. It's going to be Brian in Minnesota. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, Joe. I like your dog's name, but I don't remember what it is. But
I've got Charlie and I've got Gunner.
Gunner. Okay, the one that drinks a lot.
That's Gunner.
Okay, Gunner, have you noticed, is he losing any patches of hair at all?
Nothing whatsoever. He's healthy as can be. He's just a healthy, big damn dog who just wants to drink all day for no reason.
Okay, because we have three dogs, two that don't drink much, but the one, he turns out he's got Cushing's disease. And that's where they just constantly have to drink and drink and drink.
Yeah, we had him at the vet recently. He's very healthy. He's a pain in the ass. That's all. He just likes to slobber on the floor. And oh look, somebody left the bathroom door open. Let me go drink some of that toilet water. Yay! It's ridiculous.
That's a common denominator. Hey, I wanted to say from Minnesota, not all of us are liberal up here, and we are fighting a good fight, and I love your show. You guys are a great team.
Thank you.
And a lot of guys at work listen to you, too. So,
well, Brian, I appreciate that. I know that that if you look at the state geographically, Minnesota is a very red state. The problem is the urban areas are all very deep blue, and they've got a lot of people there. But Minnesota's going to be close this November. I really do think that. I appreciate you, Brian. Thank you. Plus, there's a guy, I think his name is Lacey something, and I'm going to have him on the show at some point, running against Ilhan Omar. Hopefully that seat can go to somebody who's at least a little more Minnesota-centric and cares about the area, not only about her own political agenda like Omar does. But no, I realize that Minnesota is, by and large, geographically very red. And you got Minneapolis-St. Paul that really run the joint. It's like New York. New York is geographically a red state. You look at it, and New York City dominates because it's got 8 million people there. That's the difference. Let me go back at it, say hello to our Rick, who's in Hollywood. Hi, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. It's me, Rick A.
Hi, Rick A. Hey. What's happening?
Hey, first of all, thanks for doing your duty you're doing for America.
Thanks, man.
We need more people like you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Hey, the older I get, the more stories I got, and I want to tell a story a little. I got a few. Oh, let's see how we go here. When I was a kid, I used to think that... Everybody, I mean, the president of the United States should be the smartest person in the world.
I don't think so. Not only should be the smartest person in the world, but go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, at least he should win a contest or something. I think we should have contests. Maybe for each contestant, we should change up the race we go through. It's not really a contest when we're having people, you know, give answers ahead and blah blah blah. Anyway, the mayor's race, we would have him sorting hogs.
Yeah, the mayor sorting hogs, okay?
Yeah, we would have a contest for everybody. The mayor and everybody would be sorting hogs, but it would be because of what the mayor said. And we're having another race for Bernie because his thing is, you know, like climate change and all that. So we'd have a contest to see who could come up with the best ideas for climate change.
Rick, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're telling stories and we're sort of wavering all over the place, but I love you like a brother. You called in and said you wanted to give me a solution for global warming. Are we gonna get there or what are we doing?
Here we go. You block the sun. Well, Trump started it. He said we're gonna plant a trillion trees, whatever.
Okay.
You block the sun from the earth at the poles and then start making snow. You're going to lower the sea levels, and you're going to have all this nice, crisp, clean water on the poles.
Right.
And you can start regulating the temperature probably, too. I mean, even if you wanted to, you could probably end hurricanes, too. You just put a little shade over a hurricane coming and block the sun from that energy, and
All right. So let me ask you a couple of questions that people listening, I think, want answers to. The first question has to be, is marijuana legal in California now for recreational use?
I believe it is, yeah.
How much of that do you partake in?
Do you think I do?
You sound like you might be stoned, Rick. You sound like you might be stoned. You called in to tell some stories. You're all over the place. You're going to start rounding up hogs. And now we're going to block the sun. I don't know. My ass is pretty big. Maybe we could block it with my ass. Other than that, I don't know how we would block the sun. Have you devised a way that we can block the sun?
Look it up. You get solar shields. I looked it up on Google, and it said, could you cool the earth by blocking the sun with a solar shield? And it was yes.
Up.
It's right there.
You hear that? Carrie's starting to up. You were losing your. Sorry. Up. We lost him.
Oh, no. Damn it. Wow.
Hate when that happens, when you lose somebody.
That's a bummer.
What a great story time that was. Hey, Rick, I love you like a brother. I want you to listen back to your phone call and then ask yourself, did I sound stoned today? Because I'm going to say, Carrie, am I making it up? I'm not trying to be mean to Rick.
No, I was maybe kind of thinking the same thing. I didn't understand what he was saying, but.
We're going to do a contest because they're not really contests solar because they're giving the questions and whatnot. And the mayor should round up hogs.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, there's a chance that Rick is so much smarter than I that I just didn't follow what he was talking about.
Okay.
Or there's a chance.
Here we go. That call. I know. Yeah,
let me go to line two. Let me go to line two because I don't think we're giving Deputy Voight enough love.
I think Seriously,
we have to go to line two. It's Pamela Voight on the phone. Pamela, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now I've met your husband. Clearly, that's obvious. And again, will you tell the people listening across the nation right now? Your husband likes to just walk up to cars and say hello to people in their windows, right?
Yes. He sure does.
Obviously. Now, you got me out of the ticket. I want to thank you publicly and in front of 4.5 million people because he said, because my wife likes your show. He didn't say he liked the show. I guess he hates the show. Because my wife likes your show, I'm going to give you a warning. Now, I'm not sure what he's warning me about because, again, we just met in the public like that. But that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I do have a funny story, Joe, because
Please.
My husband's about the same age as you are.
Okay.
And about 10 years ago, he lost his job, and he used to be in the automotive industry.
Oh, wow.
And I was telling him he needed to work for about 20 more years, so he needed to find something he liked to do. And I asked him, what did you always wanted to do? He said, be a police officer. So I'm a nurse, and I was working 2 and 3 jobs, helping him go back to school and make ends meet. And one night, I was listening to your show while I was working my second job, and you had gotten pulled over. It was back when you had cancer about 10 years ago.
I remember getting pulled over. Yeah.
You started making fun of the deputy and saying, I just went from the red light to the dominoes, and there's no way I was going 60 miles an hour. And you were talking about how he was kind of fat, and he was...
It was not him. That was not him. It was not your husband.
No, it wasn't my husband, but I went home and I told my husband, if you ever get hired with the sheriff's department, I'm like, you cannot pull over Joe Pags. He'll talk bad about you on the radio.
I always talk very, very lovingly to the police officers that I make contact with, but that cop was literally just a jerk. Now, I remember that stop exactly. It's the first time after my cancer surgery that I took my car out. It might have been a little sports car. It might not have been. But I literally was going, you know, from start to where he stopped me, I was going pretty quickly. It's a fast car. But I had not hit 60 miles an hour. He was just being a jerk about it. And I remember saying, I hope you're recording this. He said, yeah, I am. And he pointed at his belt, and he had no camera on his belt. I'm like, I'm looking at your belt buckle. What are you talking about? The guy was literally a jerk. But now you're telling me that I helped to inspire your husband to be more caring and loving and compassionate in his job.
Absolutely.
See
he
that?
Loves his job.
See that?
And I thank you for supporting the police officers because they have a very thankless job.
Well, you know I support them, and I hope that he knows that. I am always very, very in support of the guys and gals in blue, and I've done fundraising. I will do anything for those guys, but every once in a while, and it's like 1%, you're going to get somebody who's having a bad day. But your husband was very cool the other day, very nice guy, and again, you got me out of the ticket. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you.
See,
and since you gave a shout out to my significant other. I need to give out a shout out to Carrie. Love you.
Oh, see what she did? She did?
Thank
she ended
you.
The phone call in the hopes that she would get this.
You can't Rickroll her now.
Oh, she gets Rickrolled.
I can't believe you Rickrolled her.
And no, Carrie's not my significant other. Thank you. Maybe on the radio.
No, yeah.
She said, since you gave a shout out to my significant other, I'm going to say I love Carrie.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought she was going to give a shout out to Jenny. That. I'll be honest. I thought she was going to say my wife.
I did too. She
but
needs
I didn't
a shout
realize
out,
that she was
actually.
She was angling for a Rickroll. That's
so
what she
awesome.
Was doing that entire time.
It's so great that she called.
Can we just have all calls today about Deputy Voight, please?
I know.
Can it,
that is a
can
hard
be that?
Working man in that
all
county.
All right, so
now.
In a roundabout way, I helped him become the cop he is today. So he owes me.
Now, did she say that exactly?
Yes. If you're going to be a cop, you can never pull over Joe Pags. You have to be a nicer, more compassionate person to talk show hosts.
Okay.
What?
All right.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, Free Speech Friday edition, whatever's on your mind, fair game. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Love to hear from you. Always appreciate you spending some time. That's faux show. Eric Holder yelled at a reporter on the Twitter today. You see that?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, yeah. Eric Holder told the reporter to shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Shut the hell up.
Oh.
We'll have that story later on. We'll have that story later on. Also on this program, we're going to have Andrew Pollack. Last week was 2 years since his daughter Meadow was murdered at Parkland, Florida, at MSD High School. And we'll talk to him about that. Those of you watching, you will see him, but he's like a woodsman now or something. And the connection wasn't great. You can hear him fine on radio, but you will see. And again, he's still working. Even though he's moved far away from Broward County, Florida, he's still working hard to keep schools safe, get rid of this runcy idiot in South Florida, and so on. So make sure you stick around for that. That's coming up. Big news for you is Sean Spicer starting a new show on Newsmax TV. Sean was President Trump's press secretary, and now his new show called Spicer & Company will start soon and give you the real news from Washington, D.C. No spin, no BS. It's on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing news channel, cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all the major systems. If you didn't know this, check it out. Dish 216. DirecTV 349, Spectrum 177 and 122. I watched Newsmax TV, was on there for years. You can check it out as well. Find it on your cable guide right now. Sean Spicer joins Newsmax's other shows with Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and much more. So I urge you to get the info on Sean Spicer's new show from Newsmax. Just text the word Spicer to 95577. That's Spicer, 95577. Spicer to 95577. They will send you the information right away. Get the inside info on the program coming up. And again, check your cable guide. It's probably on your cable. You don't even realize it. Newsmax TV. Make sure you do what a lot are doing and tune in today. You go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time on a Free Speech Friday. We've got a lot of people who want to be heard. It's going to be Rod in Minnesota. Hi, Rod.
Hey, Joe. Good Friday to you.
Right back at you, brother. What's happening?
Well, you mentioned Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had my big question marks about the show on 59 and all that. And so I tuned into the very first episode, you know, wondering how could it ever live up to the original. And I'll tell you, Joe, I was quite surprised. They had the characteristics down of the original characters, and they brought them back with the same nuances that they had all those years ago. Granted, I mean, these are different people, but they're actors. And so they had the same personalities and characteristics and stuff. And now we have Perdita Weeks to top it all off on the big screen on a Friday night.
You have what to top it all off?
Perdita Weeks. She plays Juliet Higgins.
Oh, see, I didn't know who that was. I had no idea what you're talking about. So,
oh, yeah.
She's eye candy is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Now, is there sort of relationship or sexual tension between the two or no?
They They've slowly brought that into the show. Hopefully, you know how that ruins shows.
Well, it's a whole different show then. And I think that the lead actor is somebody I like. She sounds like she's attractive and probably a good actress. It sounds like everybody's...
Jay Hernandez.
Why not do a different character? Why base it on Magnum when this is not what that show ever was? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying the show shouldn't exist. Just call it something else. Call it Bobby. You don't have to call it Magnum. You know what I mean? Rod, I appreciate it. Call it, you know, hey, look at that big oak tree. You don't have to call it Magnum. You're calling it Magnum. I expect something. It's going to be a male sidekick. It's going to be the black helicopter guy. It's going to be the big white guy driving the car around. Keep it here. Coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Plus, the live video feed, glad to have you here too. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. Strings, please. Where's the horn section? Exactly right. Carrie, come on.
That is not me.
You so crazy.
No.
What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Uh-huh.
Friday.
You know it. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
All right, let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go. Oh, yes. Pick it up a notch. Carrie, you doing good?
Yep, pretty good. How are you?
Glad you say it is Friday. Not that that really means anything to me. I'll be working tomorrow, unlike you.
Yeah. I'll be working at home tomorrow.
Pretty much you'll be taking the rest of the month off, right?
No. I'll be here all week next week.
The month of February, by the way. February.
February.
February. Now, when you say it, do you hear my annoying voice in your ear going, February?
Sometimes I do.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
I know.
I'm here to haunt you.
Scary. Very.
February. you take the easy way out. You say February.
February.
Yeah, March is so much better, right? I have to deal with it.
March. Yeah. There is an R.
Let me ask you this. What did that R ever do to you? Why can't you include it?
We've had this conversation. I don't know. It's February. February.
Dictionary.
February.
Com.
February. It just sounds better.
February. Okay, there you go. Let's see. Here's a pronouncer. I could be wrong about it. It says February.
Mm-hmm.
February.
Why does it bother you so much that I don't say that R in there?
Let me see.
Could be
here.
The good question.
Here. This is... Can't hear it. It's supposed to play. There's a little speaker.
February.
Here. Oh, what's that?
Or February.
No, see, don't give me an or.
February.
Or.
Done.
February.
Stop.
February.
February.
Only
yep.
The one.
Thank you. No, there's an
it's
or
the
in there.
Secondary pronunciation.
It doesn't matter.
You know why
matter.
It's there? It's a colloquialism for lazy people.
I'm not lazy.
It's a colloquialism. Well, we said it
especially
like that
when
for
I
so
speak.
Long.
It's February.
I kid you not. I'm on dictionary.com. And this is the word of the day. I'm not making this up. It's on the screen.
Farthing.
Seriously? That's the word of the day?
Hey, I'm not kidding. The word of the day.
Farthing.
Okay.
F-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. Farthing.
Oh.
Farthing.
I thought she was saying something else.
What do you think she was saying?
Oh. It was F-A-R-T-I-N-G. That's what I heard.
Farthing.
Ew.
Farthing.
Why does Carrie keep?
Farthing.
No.
Just asking.
No.
Asking a simple question.
No, it's not
something
me.
Of very small value. I don't care a farthing for your opinion. I'm going to use that today.
I think
I'm going to use.
Should.
I triple dog dare you. You're at dinner tonight.
Farthing.
I triple dog dare you to use that word.
Well,
well Mario,
like
I frankly don't care a farthing for what you just had to say. Pass the potatoes.
I'm
going to
try. Farthing.
That's the word of the day. We should do that every day. We should go to dictionary.com and see what the word of the day is.
Okay. Trying to work
Sam,
it
did you know there's a word
somehow.
Called farthing? Sam, if anybody would know about this, it would be Sam. She said no, but laugh out loud. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Definitely want to hear from you. We'll have Andrew Pollock, bottom of the hour, lost his daughter Meadow 2 years ago last week in Parkland, Florida at MSD High School. So make sure you stick around for that. Lots of changes since then. Lots of things he's working on. Get the book, Why Meadow Died. It's basically a handbook for what parents should be thinking about before sending their kids to public school, that's for sure. We've got a lot of other stuff happening as well. Do you have the Eric Holder story?
I can get it.
Yeah, why don't you grab that? Because he said, shut the hell up to a reporter. This is how much the Obama administration cared about reporters, yet for some reason, they still carry their water, which is very, very strange. We were talking about different shows having a different persona now, having different characters are gay or they're straight when they used to always be straight. They're other than white when they used to be white. And it's just sort of some sort of an odd reset to make everybody feel better. Everything's woke now. We talked about that a bit, but it looks like the Friends show is coming back. Did you guys see this?
I just saw that today. Yeah. But it's not going to be like a reunion or is it going to be?
Well, they're calling it the Friends reunion. They're saying Friends reunion is on, according to HBO.
But it's not what you think.
Well, I mean, I see the word reunion. That's what it looks like to me, no?
They're all going to be there together, but they're not going to be playing those characters. They're going to be themselves, and it's going to be an unscripted hour-long thing.
Well, that's stupid. People like the characters. They don't really care about the actors.
Right.
They're not going to be in character. They're just going to talk about how great it was. Right. What is this, just to make a bunch of money and all sit together for a minute?
Yep.
Come on, dude.
Yep.
What is that? All right. Why is Rosie trending? Please tell me it's not O'Donnell, who, by the way, blocks me.
Really? I wonder why.
No, Rosie is something different. Rosie is some music person. Rosie Joseph.
I don't have any idea who that is.
I don't know what that means, but it's trending. See, anything can trend, to be honest with you. Anything can. So I don't know. I'm going to ignore that for a second. So the Friends so-called reunion that everybody's freaking out about and is the big buzz right now. I got to be honest. I don't give a farthing about what's happening with them. What?
Okay.
I used it. Did I use it?
You did.
Well, you got about an hour and 48 minutes to slip
it
in here
somewhere.
All right.
I got a long ways to go. Okay.
I triple dog dare you to use it in a news story on all these radio stations you do news for.
Oh, man. That might be hard.
Saying he doesn't care a farthing. Eric Holder told him to shut the hell up. Why do I have to
say it with a British accent? I know. I don't know.
You have to say it with an accent. Bloody hell, what's your farthing?
Are you farthing, darling?
No, well, farthing actually is not a verb. I'm using it as a verb, but it's a noun. I don't give a farthing for your opinion, Carrie. Keep on dousing us with it.
Now, don't use it with me in a sentence like that. No.
Well, I don't give a farthing.
I know you don't.
Like what I use it.
I don't give a farthing about that either.
Well, you can't just cheat and steal my usage of it.
I could use it.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. What is the Eric Holder thing? He had a fit on some reporter today. Do you have it?
I do, from Fox News. Former Attorney General Eric Holder lashed out at journalist and author Paul Sperry on Twitter Wednesday.
Please refer to him as the wingman, please. Just call him wingman. Go ahead.
Telling Sperry he should, quote, shut the hell up about federal prosecutor Molly Gaston's donations to former President Barack Obama. On Tuesday, Sperry had tweeted that Gaston, an assistant U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., had signed off on a letter informing the attorney for former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe that the government would not pursue charges against McCabe. Sperry tweeting that Gaston is a Democrat who's given thousands to Dems, including Obama, and who once worked for Dems' side of House oversight and whose mother worked for WAPO, meaning the Washington Post. Why don't you shut the hell up? Holder tweeted in response, your bias is showing. I bet you've never been a prosecutor. I have any idea how DOJ works. People like you who want to use the justice system for political reasons are both dangerous and ignorant. The case was, like you, an obvious loser. Now, the Justice Department Inspector General's office referred McCabe for potential prosecution in 2018 after concluding that he had repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Sperry, the former Washington Bureau Chief for Investors Business Daily, who contributes articles to Real Clear Politics, has often been critical of Holder, the Justice Department, and current Attorney General William Barr. Earlier this week, Sperry tweeted in response to MSNBC host Joe Scarborough. I see why M.I. Obama already corrupted the Department of Justice, which is why Barr is having to clean house, which includes investigating the dirty investigations launched by Obama's corrupted Department of Justice. Asperi also took on Holder earlier this week after the former attorney general told government employees not to resign and stay strong under the, quote, corrupt Trump administration. Former AG Eric Holder rallies cabal of DOJ holdovers to continue to resist, thwart, sabotage, leak on AG Barr and Trump, he said.
So clearly, Holder doesn't give a farthing for what this guy Asperi has to say.
It is clear.
So much here. The guy wants us to believe that he's some sort of an elite that we should turn to for knowledge, for information. He is, along with Obama, in the know. And we're just the dumb people that should listen to what they say and heed their warnings. He was a horrible attorney general. He was an attorney general who actually said, I am the president's wingman, which means I'm going to have his back no matter what. I've got his sixth, doesn't matter what he says or does. I will back him up. I will allow him to change laws, and I'll ignore laws as he tells me to. Here's a guy who thinks that he can be a president someday. He's actually said things like that. Here's a guy in 1995 said that we have to brainwash people to think guns are bad. He said that. Look it up. I'm not making it up. Eric Holder is a loser. Now, he's a winner in life in that he moved up very high. He's probably got plenty of money and he's got status. But he's a loser in how he did his job. Fast and Furious was devised by him and Obama, which was a program to run guns illegally into Mexico. They didn't even bother to tell the Mexican government they were going to do it. And two of those guns were found at the site of the deaths of two American Border Patrol agents, Brian Terry and I think it was Jaime Zapata. Definitely Zapata was his last name. Those guns were found. They were run into Mexico by the administration to prove how easy it was to run guns into Mexico. They were doing straw deals, and they were doing it without telling anybody. And then he pretended he didn't know anything about it. Well, it's one of those files I never really saw. I didn't really know anything about it. And when all the information was requested by the Congress, Obama used executive privilege to shield and shelter Holder and his Department of Justice. It's the same DOJ that allowed for the IRS to attack conservative groups that wanted nonprofit status. This is a guy who did his job horribly. As far as how the job should be done, Barr is now in there trying to fix it. But you'll notice one thing, and I tweeted to Holder after this, because he and I are tight.
I was not aware.
I tweeted to Holder after this. Interesting, wingman. You didn't give a rebuke to what was reported. Triggered much? So in his answer, he said, why don't you just shut the hell up? Your bias is showing. I bet you've never been a prosecutor or have any idea how DOJ works. People like you who want to use the justice system for political reasons are both dangerous and ignorant. The case like you was an obvious loser, as you reported. Kerry, does he say anything in there that goes against what the reporter reported?
No, it is not.
It appears to be a generic attack on the reporter, which is interesting. I thought that he would come at him and say, hey, that's not true, blah, 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 done. Here's the fact. He didn't do any of that. Instead, he just was rude, curt, and who we know him to be honest. So your thoughts on that? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. The more the former Obamaites contribute to social media and show up on these shows and so on, the more we see who they are, the more we understand their makeup, the more we understand that they do believe they're above us and better than we are. And that's pretty horrendous. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back, and anything else that's on your mind as well on a Free Speech Friday. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show, Free Speech Friday edition. Lots going on, lots to get to. Lots of fun to talk about. We have to do the Bernie story, too. See, here's what's weird. And I think you know this. Now, you don't pay much attention to the Twitters, Kerry. You're certainly not all, on that like I am.
Right.
True. But the story yesterday, one of the trends was Russian collusion. Collusion. I just feel like I have to press the button when I say collusion. That was one of the big stories, because allegedly there's a story by the New York Times that Russia is trying to help Trump win again in 2020.
Right.
A, they're putting it out too early. You don't put it out in February. You don't put it out now and then say, oh, November. You wait till like October 30th or something before you put this out. That's how stupid they are. They're regurgitating the same story, and they're doing it way too soon, to be honest with you. So that's one thing. Another thing is they forgot to check with the Washington Post first. Normally, the New York Times and Washington Post with their Russia collusion hoax stories are always together, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
Well, you sent me a story that I guess the Post is reporting something very different. Russia's not helping Trump. Russia's helping somebody else.
Right. This is from the Daily Mail. U.S. officials have told Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders Russia is trying to help his campaign. The Washington Post reported on Friday. Donald Trump and U.S. lawmakers have also been informed about the Russian assistance to Senator Sanders at the Post, which cited unnamed people familiar with the matter. It was not clear what form the Russian assistance had taken, the paper added. A quote, I don't care, frankly, who Putin wants to be president. My message to Putin is clear. Stay out of American elections, and as president, I will make sure that you do, Sanders sent a statement responding to the report. Sanders continuing, unlike Donald Trump, I do not consider Vladimir Putin a good friend. He's an autocratic thug who is attempting to destroy democracy and crush dissent in Russia. Let's be clear, the Russians want to undermine American democracy by dividing us up, and unlike the current president, I stand firmly against their efforts and any other foreign power that wants to interfere in our election. He said he was briefed about a month ago on the Russian interference, and the intelligence community is telling us Russia's interfering in this campaign right now in 2020, he said. Earlier on Friday, Trump dismissed a report claiming his former acting director of national intelligence told Congress Russia wants him to win in November, claiming it's just another Democrat hoax. Quote, another misinformation campaign is being launched by Democrats in Congress, saying that Russia prefers me to any of the do-nothing Democrat candidates who still have been unable to, after 2 weeks, count their votes in Iowa. Hoax number 7, Trump lamented on Twitter Friday morning.
Very interesting. So Bernie Sanders getting help from Russia just railed on Russia for being the kind of government he wants to be. What? Oh, yes. If Bernie Sanders would ever become president, sorry, I had a gag reflex. Let me just try to say it again.
Okay.
If Bernie Sanders were ever to become president, hold on. Let me just be careful with that. Hold on.
Try again.
Okay. Bernie Sanders had ever been president. Just get it out and get past it. I mean,
yeah, come on.
He would actually run the country exactly as Vladimir Putin is running the former Soviet Union. He would run the country like Russia. Russia controls the media. Media is always on the government's side. Russia controls dissent. Bernie doesn't want anybody to take another side other than free everything. Russia allegedly provides people with everything they want and need, even though people want much more. At the end of the day, Bernie railing on Russia is like Bernie railing on Bernie. And you notice how if a Democrat says, Russia isn't, I'm not taking their help, and how dare they help me, and blah, blah, blah. Of course, Trump said the same exact thing in 2016. He's been saying it ever since. But when he says it, it's not true because Stormy Daniels. But when Bernie says it, it's true because free college. Do I have it right?
Pretty much so, yeah.
I think I nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I wouldn't take help from Russia unless it's free college help and food. Shut up. Well, why doesn't Eric Holder tell him to shut the hell up?
Eric Holder can use that anger and that angst
to unlike Bernie.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't see that happening.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to line one. It's Alan and Laura. Hi, Alan and Laura. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
So I just wanted to tell you that I like your show best.
Thank you.
It's super funny when Carrie is there.
Well, tell Carrie to stop taking days off.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
She's going to be here next week.
Well, allegedly she wanted to call Monday. Yeah. Go ahead.
She wanted to call Monday, but I told her, even though the news is of today, clearly it's a rerun because Carrie doesn't work on holidays.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. So I like your take, that but hurt. Your wife gets this. She's getting that.
And I was here on a holiday, so I worked all week this week, dude.
Are you exhausted?
Better hear that
Carrie
Lockie
tired.
Song next hour.
It doesn't count. You know why it doesn't
tired.
Count?
Why?
You know why it doesn't count?
Why?
Were you on camera all week?
Well, no. I was sick, but I was here
I
for the people.
Nor, I don't feel nor look my best. I know you don't give a farthing,
really,
but please
me?
Don't put me on camera today. I think
oh,
that's what it was.
Wow.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Andy Pollack when we come back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there, plus the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back my friend Andrew Pollack. Of course, he's Meadow's father. Meadow was murdered at MSD High School in Parkland, Florida, a little over 2 years ago now. Andy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Joe. Had a rough week last week, but, yeah. You know, life goes on.
You know, the date was last week, and it had been 2 years. And I left you alone. I know that you did some media, and I tweeted you, I texted you either that day or the next day. I said, man, I just want to leave you alone today. And I think that was probably my way of saying you shouldn't really have people pulling at you on this date. But having said that, you've been very, very active. Although you're, by the way, those watching can see you're roughing it. You're out there like you're in your flannels. You're out there in the middle of the woods somewhere. The fact that we got a Wi-Fi shot out of there is crazy to me. But you sort of have purposely disconnected yourself from that everyday rigmarole that was Broward County. I mean, you purposely are out there in the middle of nowhere just taking a breath, right?
Yeah, I couldn't have moved further away from Broward than where I am right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just enjoying the solitude. But there's a lot going on and a lot that still needs to be done. So right now I'm taking a little break, but I'll be back in the I'm always in the fight.
When the date happened last week, was your phone ringing off the hook? I know that you're in a rough cell area, so maybe they couldn't get through to you. But were people trying to get a piece that whole day? And did you say yes to some and no to some?
Well, I only really did one friendly with Cavuto on Fox.
Right.
So I did one hit with them. Other than that, I didn't really want to be bothered. It was a day of just remembering my daughter.
Right.
And looking back on what we accomplished. And really, it's no different. You know, every day we feel that, Joe, you know, anyone who lost a parent. So really, it's mostly everyone else in society that remembers the day. We live it every day.
Yeah. It's Andy Pollack coming to us from the woods somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. What's interesting to me is that I don't know that we're getting justice yet. And I certainly don't think you're getting justice yet. 1958, there was some video on a month back or something where he's fighting a prison guard. I don't understand why this guy isn't like in solitary confinement waiting for his day in the death chamber. So when you see that he's still completely unruly and nothing really has changed as far as his mentality, there really is no punishment as far as I can tell yet. I mean, what goes through your mind? I know that you saw that video. We talked about it.
Well, when I watched the video, I said, it's like a missed opportunity.
Right.
You know, if I was one of the guards and this guy's swinging, not just swinging at him, he grabbed for his taser.
He did.
You know what I mean? So that was just, I don't know how he got let off the hook so easy in that situation. But I think when he moves up the ladder into a prison, he's not going to be so fortunate when he pulls those type of stunts. Or he'll just, maybe he'll get the death penalty. I doubt it coming from Broward, from liberal jurors. But we'll see what happens. I don't think he'll be as fortunate.
It is Andrew Pollack, and it's always a pleasure to have you. Why Meadow Died is the name of the book. Go there and get it. It's still on Amazon and everywhere else, right, Andy?
Yeah, we're doing real good. We're at about, millions of books. We're still at about 5,000, Joe, so in the top 5,000 on Amazon.
That's great.
And people are messaging me. Yeah, people are messaging me, and parents are getting the message. You know, they're losing so much enrollment in Broward. That they're thinking of closing down about 40 schools in Broward County because enrollment is down 60 to 40%. So parents are getting it that some of the public school systems are just failing, and parents shouldn't be forced to send their kids to failing governing schools. There's options for them, and they're exploring it.
And those options are spelled out in the book. Why Meadow Died is more like a handbook. It's a manual, if you will, for parents who are about to set their kids off into public school. And you could really learn a lot from it. And I got to tell you something. People are listening in Broward right now. If you're in Broward County or any county that's run by a bunch of liberal loons, if they don't turn over that school board and get rid of that superintendent, Runcie, don't have your kids go to school there. It's that simple. And when your kids don't go to school there, they don't get the funding for the headcount, and they have to shut down these failing, horrible, unsafe schools. That's really the point.
And it's wonderful for me because then it has the opportunity for charter schools to take over those schools. And that's really what parents want.
Yeah.
You know, there's waiting lists in charter schools throughout the country. And parents are waking up. They should have alternatives to the public school system. And from where you live, you shouldn't be forced to send your kid to a public school. And also they have voucher programs for private schools. And these policies aren't just in Broward, Joe. They're throughout the country, but those leniency policies that have been forced into schools throughout the United States.
It's Andrew Pollack, Meadow's father. Why Meadow Died is the name of the book. You wrote an article last week on the day, 2 years after she was murdered. We need Trump to keep schools safe. We need Trump to keep schools safe. This is on Town Hall. What does that mean? What is Trump doing, and why are we safer in schools with him?
Well, when I went to the Oval Office, I spoke with the president, and he formed the School Safety Federal Commission. And one of the most important things the president did to me, for me and the other, I don't know about the other families, but for myself, he ended those Obama administration leniency policies. He rescinded them so where schools don't need to participate in. And he's pushing that throughout the whole country. He just formed, if parents want to go on and see what the president did, schoolsafety.gov, okay? He just formed a website. Parents from Parkland went to Washington and sat with him where they have all these recommendations. But if, you know, the Democrats are going to push those policies, it's already on their websites, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren. They're going to push those Obama-era policies back into the school systems. And that policy led to what happened in Parkland. It's one of the main reasons that the killer got away with so many crimes and never was arrested because of those Obama administration policies.
Just so that we're clear, for those who don't know, these Obama-era policies basically say we're not going to punish somebody's wrongdoing if they're a student, because that takes the chance of losing that funding if that student isn't in class. So instead of getting rid of him or disciplining him, as a matter of fact, in California, and you and I talked about this, they have decided no discipline whatsoever for somebody acting out in class. And this just leads, that leniency policy leads to, well, if I can get away with that, maybe I can bring a rifle to school. If I can get away with that, maybe I can just bypass security. And that's exactly what this leads to. I mean, we have verifiable proof in the loss of your daughter and 16 others.
Well, the killer, the year prior to murdering my daughter, trespassed at the school with no consequence. So here they recognize Crazy Boy comes to the school, he trespassed, wasn't arrested. So these policies were put in place to lower suspensions, expulsions, and arrests. And they're in school districts throughout the country, and parents are waking up to it, and I'm happy to see it. You know, I'm getting emails. Parents are figuring it out, and it's good news. Charter schools, private schools, homeschool, they're all blowing up, and Broward schools are losing students. They're down to maybe next fall. An article came out, they'll be down another 4,000 students by next fall. And I'm sure that's going on throughout the country. It is good.
And by the way, I'm not anti-public school, neither are you. We're just anti these ridiculous policies. So let me ask you this, and it's Andrew Pollack. Get the book, Why Meadow Died. It's an incredible handbook for any parent about to send somebody to a public school. Let me ask you this. The president rescinds those Obama-era policies, yet Broward still has them in place. How is that? How can the local school board continue to do it if the funding from the feds is going away?
Well, they threatened to cut funding off, but at a local level, that's why it's so important, my book, for parents to read it. At a local level, they do whatever they want, Joe. The school district, they put in any policies they want. They control their budget. So it's really up to the parents to speak up and make a difference locally. Because really, at the government or the federal government has not much say on what they do locally.
Yeah.
So it's up to the parents. That's what I've been pushing for the last year. But I also have that new project I'm working on, schoolsafetygrant.org, which is going to – I looked at all, over the last 2 years, I learned so much about what happened and all the failures. And now with this grant system that I have coming out, parents can look it up online. We're going to be helping schools and police departments throughout the country through grants, so we won't be affecting their budgets, and they're going to be able to make their schools and communities much safer.
That website, again, schoolsafetygrant.org, schoolsafetygrant.org. Let me ask you this, because there's a real dichotomy between the police departments and school districts that are doing it right and the police departments and school districts that are doing it wrong. Do you see a vast improvement? Is there a more separation there now? Are more police departments and school districts saying we should really listen to what this father has to say? He lost his daughter. Maybe he's got some answers. But what do you see happening in the past 2 years?
I see that a lot of departments are taking it more serious when it comes to school safety.
Yeah.
You know, they're allowing, some districts are allowing teachers to voluntarily go and get armed, single point of entries. Now we're, this school safety grant is going to allow us, it's going to allow, give us the ability to be able to link sheriff departments with school districts through their camera systems, intercom systems, and door locking systems. And we're going to be able to give those grants. But certain districts are taking it serious, and other districts like Broward are not. So, you know, a lot of the school districts run by some of these really liberal-type people don't take it serious because they think we're going to make our schools look like a prison. But that's not the case, really. We really need to look into this, put politics aside, and think what's best for the children and the teachers. And that's what I want to push. Forget the politics when it comes to school safety. Let's look at it and make these kids and teachers as safe as we can without politics.
It's Andy Pollack. Get to that website, School Safety Grant, schoolsafetygrant.org. Go there right now. I know that you had a reaction to another Parkland parent yelling and screaming during the State of the Union address. Andy, have you ever had a chance to have a conversation with a guy like that? And where is his mindset that yelling and screaming during the State of the Union somehow solves a problem?
Well, I don't agree with acting like that, you know, and I know how much the president has done.
Yeah.
So I don't agree with it. I really stay away from them. Most of the other parents I do. Some of them I keep in touch with all the time.
Right.
But, you know, I don't like to criticize. But I did criticize him the day when he said something that he wasn't invited to the White House with the other parents because it took away from what the other parents worked on so hard. And you know what, Joe? I wasn't even invited.
Right.
That day, and I have a good relationship with the White House.
Right.
So I didn't go. I didn't go crying that I wasn't invited. But these parents worked hard to get that website up with the administration, and I just let it alone. Let them work on. Everyone's doing their own little thing.
Right.
And it bothered me because he took away by tweeting something about it. He took away from the other parents how they worked so hard to get that done with the president's administration.
I agree.
And he
you.
Is doing a lot. He made promises to the president when I was in the Oval Office. We said we were going to fix it, and he's doing what he can to fix it. And that was just one more thing. They opened that website for parents.
It's Andrew Pollack, Meadow's father, lost Meadow 2 years ago now at MSD High School in Parkland, Florida. She was murdered by 1958. We say that because that's his prisoner number. I'm not going to say his name and give him notoriety or glory or fame. He doesn't deserve that. He's a piece of garbage. Andy, your work, your hard work in Meadow's name has been absolutely it's breathtaking because it's made positive changes in schools. I've seen it at schools. I see police officers are now engaged. It's my hope above all hope. Somebody like Scott Israel never gets that kind of power again to run a police department so horribly. And this guy Runcie needs to be run out of town because he's hurting and he's not helping. I always appreciate the time, my man. I'll let you get back to the woodsman. I'm surprised you don't have a big long beard. You had one like I think the last time I talked to you.
I gotta shave when I do these media hits. I can't. I look bad enough with this flannel on, not having a suit. Can you imagine me with some grubby beard on?
Nah, you look good, my man.
I gotta shave. And my mom gets on me all the time when I don't shave.
So. I'll bet. No, my mother does the same thing. Absolutely. Well, Andy, we love you, and I appreciate the time. We're gonna be right back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Great to have you. Pleasure to have you along for the ride. Free Speech Friday, whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we will move on. Thanks a lot for taking the time. Always appreciate Andy Pollack coming on. He's a great guy, and he's doing hard work for the rest of us after having lost his daughter in Parkland, Florida, a couple of years ago now. And again, that book, Why Meadow Died, is certainly vital for anybody who's planning on sending their kids to a public school. Back to your phone lines here, or to your phone calls here in just a moment. I appreciate you taking the time and being patient with us. Lots going on today. Meantime, I've got to tell you about Helix. You know, what I can't stand is the idea that one mattress is best for everybody. Just go buy a mattress. Everybody's good with it. Well, it's not true. Your mattress isn't any good because it wasn't designed for you and it's ruining your sleep. I have a Helix mattress. I love it. Took the Helix sleep quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete and found the perfect mattress for me. Whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, just go to helixsleep.com/pags. They're going to match you to a customized mattress that's going to give you the best sleep of your life. Helix Sleep was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazines. That's a big deal. They don't just throw that around. They've got a 10-year warranty. Try it for 100 nights, risk-free. They're going to even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you're going to love it. Helix is offering up to $125 off of all mattress orders right now because you listen to my program. Go to helixsleep.com/pags. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/pags. Again, you can get up to $125 off, and the only reason is because you listen to my program. helixsleep.com/pags. Get it done right now. To the phone lines. Mark, you've been awfully patient. What's happening in Michigan? Hi.
Hey, JP from the Riverwalk City. This is great to talk to you. Hey, I grew up with another JP. What used to be on the AM dial. Great voice of the Great Lakes. I don't know if you know him, but him and you are both very perspicacious.
JP McCarthy?
That would be the one.
Yeah, so, great voice up there in Michigan. Great historic voice there, certainly.
Yeah, so when I ran across you filling in for Rush, I'm like, hey, I got my JP back.
That's awesome,
you know,
man. Thank you.
All the things. Anyway, hey, you know, Roz made me deal with this Bloomberg-like NDA legal thing. She said, you can't do any Rick A. brownies or any Cheech and Chong Big Bamboo jumbo joints and get on the show. So until I sent that back to her, she wouldn't put me on. Anyway,
hey, Mark, hold on a second. Sam, what the hell is he talking about? Mark, I'll take you back in a second. Hold on. He said that he talked to Roz. I guess he thinks your name is Roz? That was Sam who answered the phone. Carrie is my sidekick and news anchor. So you didn't talk to him, Carrie, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so I'm not... I think that he's telling a story in his own mind. He's been a hold an hour and a half. I'm not going to hang up on him.
Okay.
And I want to take him back. And J.P. McCarthy is a great voice from Michigan, a historic voice. So, Mark, I'm going to take you back on the air. I don't think you have the names right, and I'm not really sure what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Well, they just said that Roz had this NDA Bloomberg form, and you can't come on unless you verify that you haven't had any of those Rick A. brownies and none of the Cheech and Chong Big Bamboo jumbo joints.
So. Well, I heard that earlier, too. All right, Mark, I'll let you go. Listen, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, Carrie.
I have no clue what that was about.
Sam, do you know what he's talking about? Because he said Roz again, and there is no Roz that works here. Polo, is there something that I'm missing? Do you know something that I don't know because you went for the microphone?
I know that he's off.
Rick Bamboozle dropped
the
Rick
A's. The brownies and what?
I don't know. He'd been on hold an hour and a half. Maybe he had a couple of, you know, those funny brownies?
Maybe.
Something.
A couple of those?
Okay.
Because, man, I wanted that phone call to work. Sam was like, he's super nice. He's been holding an hour and a half. It's going to be great.
I think he was off the mark.
Ah, see what you did there, Paula. Yeah. See what you did, because Nick's name was Mark. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Lots of more show to come. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Now, live from the WEI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video stream. Glad to stop that you stopped by today on a very special day of the week. Carrie, you excited?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Why?
Because it's Friday. Hello?
It is Friday. You guys have it. You thought something else was going to happen?
No.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to assume that you would get a little something today.
Well, I did mention it earlier, you know, since I have been here all week,
you
even on a holiday. Yes. I did not phone it in on Monday. I've been here.
So you think because you get on Monday that you get some special dispensation?
I don't know. Hey, 5 days working with you deserve a little something, don't I? 5 days in a row? Thanks.
Oh, go on. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Go ahead, babe. No, be that person heading into the weekend. Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, because we're friends. We like to joke around.
Not so sure.
You want to play it. Come on.
The other day, I said, I pressed Siri. And I said, text Carrie Lockie. I was going to text you something. And I had ended up Facebook messaging you. And Carrie Kasem's number came up. I didn't think you're in my phone. How is that possible?
I should be because I have your phone number.
Let me check.
I should call you more, shouldn't I? I should.
No,
hey,
never.
What's going
Don't ever call
on,
me.
Buddy?
Take me out of your phone.
No.
I do. I have something that says your name, but why would it give me Carrie Kasem?
I do not know why. Don't know.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm texting you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you and I wrote Guy. Is you? Okay. So the last time we texted each other was...
We usually just Facebook message each other.
I mean, it says Tuesday, April 2nd, but I don't know
of last
what
year
that was.
Last year. So I says 2019.
Wow.
And you're actually being very nice because you're asking about my husband.
Yes, I was.
That's right.
Because I'm concerned about him.
And not me? Is that what you're saying?
I'm concerned about you. Come on. So I've now sent you
is
another text.
You?
I think once a year we should text each other.
All right, I'm texting you back.
No. Don't text me back.
Oh, I will. I'm going to keep texting you, too.
You know what?
All weekend. Hey, what's going on? What are you doing? What's up?
Hold on a second. I'll be nice, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, here we go.
Wow, that's your intro to my text?
Yes. Well, yours is pretty lame to begin with. Is this you? Yes, it's me.
Carrie Lockie Friday. Please, Joe, just one day. Let her talk to me, Joe. Come on, Friday girl.
Girl. I like that part.
Say what you got to say.
I like all parts of the song.
On my way home. Huh? She really
stop it.
What's that? She gone.
She's my party girl. She makes it party time. Carrie Lockie Friday. It makes me feel alright. Be my party girl.
Now bring it to me, girl.
Carrie Lockie. Friday.
Carrie.
Be my party girl.
Oh, baby.
Carrie Lockie.
Carrie.
Okay, my favorite part.
What? Oh, now bring it to us, girl.
Carrie.
I don't think that we want you to bring it to us, though. I just don't. That it makes me feel weird.
Bring what exactly?
Bring it to us, girl.
They bring the news.
So our texts between each other. This is historic. Is this you? Yes, it's me. Done.
And don't have to text each other for another year.
That's it. I mean, seriously, I think that I actually broke the seal too early. I should have waited until April. We almost made it. We got close.
Not quite.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Free Speech Friday basically is whatever's on your mind is fair game. So it could be something we talked about this week, something that we haven't talked about before, something that has been on your mind that you wanted to talk about, whatever. All week long, I set the agenda. We talk about what I want to talk about, deal with it. They named the show after me. But on Friday, I'm nice enough to let you have it. Now, I have stolen this. From great talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh has, what is it? Not Free Speech Friday.
No,
what does he do?
It's, what is he called?
Free for All Friday
Open
was.
Line. Open Line Friday.
Open Line Friday,
that's
exactly right. Glenn had Closed Line Friday for a long time. I don't even know if Hannity and Glenn do that anymore, but you're right. Open Line Friday still happens on Rush, so I said let's call it Free Speech Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm just saying. You know, really, that Rick from California was just calling back just now. He's calling back right now. Remember Rick that I asked him if he was stoned?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what he was talking about?
Yeah.
He's calling right now.
Okay. I wonder what he has to say.
What I like is that Sam gets to answer it.
I know.
And gets to deal with him again. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I sent you a couple of stories that I find to be intriguing, at the very least. I had no idea about Chuck Todd. Did you know about Chuck Todd?
No, not until today.
Now, think about how I just did that lead. People now are thinking, what's up with Chuck Todd and Amy Klobuchar? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about here? So, if you don't mind, give us this. I had no idea this was the backstory.
From Fox News, MSNBC anchor Chuck Todd just moderated his second Democratic debate of the primary season, and a new report suggests he previously had financial ties to one of the 2020 hopefuls standing on MSNBC stage, Senator Amy Klobuchar. Sources told Page Six on Thursday, Todd became Klobuchar's landlord of a property she rented in Arlington, Virginia, beginning in 2008. According to the report, she and her husband no longer live in the three-bedroom home, but it's unclear when they moved out of Todd's property. In a separate 2008 report from Minnesota Star Tribune, Klobuchar was paying $3,200 a month plus utilities, and that she was upgrading from a smaller two-bedroom apartment to accommodate visiting grandparents, which the rent was $2,800 a month. In addition to the two debates, he served as a moderator with Klobuchar on the stage. Todd interviewed Klobuchar 11 times. Eight of those times took place between March 2019 and February of this year during the current election cycle. However, Todd first interviewed the Minnesota senator as an NBC News correspondent back in June 2009. It's unclear if Todd was also her landlord at the time of that interview. Now, the Klobuchar campaign confirmed to Fox News that for the first few years working in Washington, D.C., Klobuchar and her husband rented a home in Arlington. NBC News did not immediately respond to Fox News's repeated request for comment.
I mean, let's break it down. Let's break down whether there is an ethical problem with Chuck Todd interviewing or moderating the other night Amy Klobuchar. Now, I'm saying Klobuchar. You're saying Klobuchar.
I know. I think it is Klobuchar. I think it is Char.
I'm not sure. I'm not being critical. I don't know.
I think it's Char, actually.
Somebody in Minnesota can let me know. I think it's Char. No, there is no problem with somebody who is renting out a place to the subject of an interview interviewing her. There's no problem somebody who is the landlord for somebody who's on a debate stage moderating the debate. Provided you tell us, it's called full disclosure. It's called disclosure. You know, whenever somebody on Fox talks about the Wall Street Journal, they always say owned by the same parent company as this network, because they want you to know that if there's a perceived bias, we're going to cut that out and say, look, we're owned by the same company. So now that you have that knowledge, we can do the interview and you can make whatever decision you want. Because we don't know if they had a good relationship as landlord-tenant, or a bad relationship. This isn't only, you know, he might be favoring her because they had that business relationship. It could be that he hates her, and in which case, he should not be the moderator. Now, had there been acrimony, and Carrie, I wonder what your thoughts are on this, I think that Klobuchar and her campaign would have had a problem with Chuck Todd being the moderator.
Most definitely, yes.
So with that knowledge, you have to assume that their relationship's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't watch the entire thing. Now that you have this knowledge, do you feel there was any sort of bias for her where he was giving her softballs or being easier on her than he was the other people? I didn't watch those.
I didn't see anything like that.
But still, not knowing what we now know, you as a journalist, do you have a problem with that?
Well, ethically, yes, he should have said. And even though it was 2008, it could have been 1998. Still, I feel like he should tell the people before I interview this person, I was her landlord at one time. Yes. You should have.
It only makes sense. Or NBC puts out a statement beforehand just so that there is no question. Chuck Todd is a journalist, blah, blah, blah. We hold him to a high standard. And he was once the landlord of Amy Klobuchar, her husband, and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so hard. I don't know why that would be difficult to do.
Yeah. It's not, but he should have. He really should have done that. Now, don't forget about something like that. So just go ahead and lay it out on the table. And then, so there's no secrets.
And who didn't know that? I mean, obviously it came out because people knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wasn't, you know, I don't know how many apartments or houses Chuck Todd has, but if the guy's out there renting a house, he rents it to somebody who's known, that's going to be known in that city. Arlington is right outside of Washington, D.C. That's going to be known. So what is this, some, you know, open secret for all these years, and finally somebody who's an enterprising reporter figured it out? Mm-hmm. It's just dumb. Yeah. It looks bad. Because if Chuck Todd's not going to say it, the Klobuchar campaign should have said it.
Yeah, somebody. Actually, Chuck Todd should have come out and said it. I think as a journalist.
While you were reading the story, I looked him up because I had a hard time believing his name is Chuck Todd.
Why? Chuck Todd.
I just figured that he changed it for broadcast.
Oh. Is it his real name?
You know what his real name is?
What?
Chuck Todd.
Oh. Well, there you go.
It's Charles David Todd or something like that.
Charles.
So there you go. All right, your thoughts on that. Ethical problems, certainly, because it wasn't mentioned. Had they mentioned it, would this not be an ethical problem? I say, as a journalist and as a former news director, yes. That alleviates them from being a problem if they do disclose it. Now, the other, you would have to assume that the other members on that stage of the Democratic Party, I wonder what your thoughts are on this. Had they known this, I think that they would have cried foul.
Probably, and they would not have wanted him to be one of the moderators. And I don't blame them for that.
Yeah.
Don't blame them at
all. Neither. Your thoughts, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to a couple of calls on Russian meddling, oddly. It's Marty in Tulsa. Marty, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? I know you're doing great, but I wanted to touch upon this Russian meddling. First and foremost of all.
Marty, I'm living the dream. I appreciate you asking. Thanks for letting me answer. Go ahead. What's happening?
I knew you were going to answer that.
Well, I had to.
Russia wanting Trump to get reelected is about like the PLO wanting John Hagee to be the head of their organization.
That's
I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they want somebody who's weak. They want somebody that's going to decimate our military again. They want somebody who has no national foreign domestic policy. So they want somebody like Liz Warren. She's not going to stand toe-to-toe with Putin or with the Korean guy, North Korean guy, whatever his name is. Can't remember his name. But
Kim Jong-un.
Also, yeah. There you go. Well, they all have the same, you know. Anyway, here's a really good point, though, that I'd like to follow up with, and it's the Democrats that are doing the meddling, because the Democrats are the ones, they want illegals to vote. They want felons in prison to vote. They want dead people to vote. And they want 16-year-olds to vote. You don't hear any Republicans saying that, but you sure do hear a lot of Democrats saying stuff like that. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Marty, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Now, a couple of rules here. When you call my show, you're welcome to call. If you ask me how I'm doing, you have to let me answer. You can't say, how you doing, blah, blah, doo, blah, blah. You can't do that. Going to have to answer. But you did great. I think that Russia found out quickly that Trump was the wrong guy to want in office because he immediately said, yeah, we're going to put that Eastern European defense system back up. We're going to support our friends over there. We're not going to take any garbage. We're going to make sure that trade is fair. I mean, they clearly would want a Bernie because Bernie, as I said, would run the country like it's Russia or Venezuela. And Bernie would want to work in cahoots with people who run their countries the same way. Of course, they would support a Bernie Sanders. It would be the Russians' worst nightmare for Trump to get reelected. That's why this story is so stupid. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, joepags.com. If you want to stop by and opine, we'd love to hear from you, certainly. The webcam is up there. It's not really a webcam. It's the Twitch room. It's actually the look of the video is exactly as the TV show was, so make sure you stop by. You can see Carrie and Polo and me. I'm working on getting Sam on camera, too, at some point. So glad to have you here. Let me go to the phone lines for our Free Speech Friday. People have some comments on Russia collusion and Trump and all this stuff, and I think what was said by Marty and by me before the break was certainly true. Russia doesn't want Trump in there again. He's been horrible for them. He's been horrible for the thought process of a democratic socialist country. He's been horrible when it comes to helping out those that Russia wants to control. So, no, they wouldn't want him back. That'd be crazy. So let me go back to the phone line. It's going to be Mateo from California. Mateo, what's happening? Hi.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Joe.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
This is the first time talking to you. I've always wondered why, you know, we always listening to the media. And what they talk about is really what we listen to. And there's so many points that they don't discuss. One of the things that I've thought of for many, many, many years now is I'm following Donald Trump for maybe 25, 30 years. I've known him, not known him personally, but just followed him, read his books, saw what he has accomplished.
Right.
And not once did we ever see any mention of the Russia connection. Nothing. No properties, no game shows, nothing. So all of a sudden he becomes president of the United States and he's part of the Russian mobsters.
Right.
What's going on here?
Well, they had nothing else on him. I mean, his personal history was out there. They couldn't use that against him. The idea that he was even going to have a chance and that he would get the nomination, they didn't know where to go after him because he had been supporting Democrats and Republicans his whole public life. I mean, he donated to Democrats like he did to Republicans. He said, whatever I thought would help out my businesses, that's what I did. So they didn't have him on that. They had to figure out an angle, and they devised this nefarious plan to pretend like he had some connection to Russia that he didn't have. And more information comes out every day that it was legitimately made up by the intelligence agencies here in this country. It's crazy.
Yes. And why nobody on the, even Fox News, I don't even know why they haven't discussed the fact that he's never been associated with Russia until he became president. I think it's a great point for everybody to know about. It just seems ridiculous that they all think, oh, you know, he's connected with the Russians. In his entire life, he's never been connected. And yet nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, Mateo, I hear you. I mean, I don't know if Fox News has talked about it or not. I don't watch it very much anymore. Mateo, thank you. But I would imagine some commentator at some point said exactly that, and it would be absolutely true. The idea that so many people in this country, millions have been convinced that there is a Trump-Russia connection, that's the scariest part. They actually bought this garbage that has no basis. And the collusion with Russia that we see is from the Democrat Party, and it always has been. About Chuck Todd, it's Dan in Tulsa. Dan, got about a minute or so. Come on.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, I am living the dream myself.
Good.
Got to disagree with you. It's a business deal, man. It has nothing to do with anything other than somebody needing housing, finding housing, and that's about
it. What are you disagreeing with?
The disclosure. There's no disclosure.
Oh, they absolutely have to disclose.
No, it's a personal business deal.
It's a personal, right. And hold on a second, Dan. I'm confused by what you're missing. As a former journalist, I had to make sure that I allowed people who were viewing me as an unbiased, even-handed guy to know if I had any relationship whatsoever with the person who's the subject of my interview, or if I'm a moderator at a debate. That tells the people watching and listening, I'm going to put my cards on the table, therefore you can trust me. For him not to disclose it means I might not be able to trust the questions he's asking her if they've got a good relationship or a bad one. And certainly her competitors
but
on the stage. Dan, let me just finish and then I'll shut up. Let me finish. The other people on the stage, I'm sure, would love to have known as well, because then you've got to go in. Is there a bias? Go ahead. Finish.
No, it doesn't matter. It's a personal business deal.
You said that already. You're not answering to what I said.
Yeah.
You've already said that.
But it doesn't influence anything.
Well, sure
it does. It doesn't influence anything.
Of course it does.
It's immaterial. It's totally immaterial.
Well, Dan, you haven't made your case. You're just saying words, but you're not giving me any backing for what you said.
Somebody needed a place to stay. Somebody had a place to stay. They hooked up. They did a business deal.
And then that person moderated a debate for president of the United States. All right, Dan, you're incorrect, but I appreciate you not giving me the reasons why I was wrong. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there, plus the live video feed. Make sure you stop by. Also click on store, STORE, it's in the top row there in one of the links. And you can go to the store and browse, see the t-shirts and the golf shirts and the hats and the stickers and all the mugs and everything that we've got for the Joe Pags Show. People seem to like them. They were designed by Sam, and I think the designs are great. The red, white, and blue in some of them is awesome. I was wearing my long sleeve t-shirt today with the Joe Pags logo over the left breast. So can I say breast on the radio?
No, you cannot. Please don't ever do that again. Stop saying that word. Okay. No, no.
Now, we have not had a menstrual story in a while. Can you get on that? Can you figure out?
I will look for it. I know,
tell you something.
Right?
You dropped the ball today. You've had a good week, but no menstrual story today and no trans story today.
I know.
What's the story?
I could not find a story to match those two categories. I'm terribly sorry.
I failed the word period as many times as I can on the show.
And tampon. You've said that a lot.
I do give a farthing. I give a farthing.
You do.
For you finding those kinds of stories.
Then
yes,
I shall look.
It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. What's interesting about the Carrie Friday song done by Mark Skelton, who I think is great. What's interesting about it is I couldn't find it when I was talking about it. If you go back and check that part of the show, I was just sort of riffing, trying to find that freaking song.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. I've got a reasonably new computer, and I moved a lot of songs around, and I didn't realize that in my music program where I had them all set up, if I move the songs around, it can't find them. So I've got to actually go back and put them back in.
I need you to send me that.
Do you see how nice I am?
I know. And it was very nice of you to do
as
that.
As if you can play it from where you sit.
Well, but we can always have a backup. We can always have a backup, maybe. I don't know. Go home and play it.
I don't think you get backups, because then you people will play whatever you want. I should control that angle of it.
No, but
it's
a
Carrie
Lucky
Friday,
me.
Monday through Thursday, too. I'm not stupid.
That'd be kind of great.
I know what it would become.
I would like that.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie, if you don't mind, give me this story about Gavin Newsom, who is just a fool. And I don't understand. Do you think he was serious about this?
I do think he was serious, yes. Yeah.
All right, help me out.
From Fox News, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom raised eyebrows on Friday for saying doctors should be able to provide housing like they do medicine. Newsom initially expressed the idea during his State of the State address on Wednesday, arguing that housing and health care are intertwined. Health care and housing can no longer be divorced. After all, what's more fundamental to a person's well-being than a roof over their head, Newsom said. And doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing the same way they do for insulin and antibiotics. Why not? And he reiterated that on Twitter. He continued, 10 million Californians, 1 in 4, suffer from some type of behavioral health condition. It's not a narrow issue. It's not a new issue. Physical health and brain health are inextricably linked, and our healthcare system has been designed to treat only one of those. Let's be clear, massive failures in our mental health system and disinvestment in our social safety net, exacerbated by widening income inequality and our housing shortage, has led us to where we are today. Too many Californians left to live on our streets. Many had fun at the expense of the California governor. Doctors should write you a prescription because you're talking crazy talk, Ben Shapiro reacted. Legal weed in California seems to be going well. Real Clear Investigations senior writer Mark Hemingway quipped, and doctors should be able to write prescriptions for memes the same way they do for insulin or antibiotics. Townhall.com senior writer Julio Rosas said.
For those who aren't following along, the governor of the great state of California, beautiful people there, beautiful weather there, idiots in government there. The governor, Gavin Newsom, actually thinks doctors should be able to write a prescription for you to get a home. Carrie, am I following what the man was saying?
You are, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Does he at any point say anything along the lines of, here's how we pay for this house? Or this apartment, or this townhouse, or this duplex, or whatever. How do we pay for that?
No.
Because
no word about that.
Here's the way it works for me in my house. If somebody gives me, like, I just got a prescription filled the other day, cost me like $95. I didn't go through insurance. I just paid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's saying insurance would cover your home, you can write all the prescriptions for a house that you want. If the people can't afford to fill the prescription, what do you do?
Hello. Yeah, that's going to be a
problem.
Who
pays for it?
The government.
Maybe the taxpayers.
Of course.
So property taxes as high as they are in Cali right now, and I can call it Cali, we're tight. Would they just raise the property taxes so that we can now pay for free houses for people who don't have one?
Hmm.
Let me ask you this, because I have to pay for my house. It's a lot of money every month. I'm guessing you have a mortgage as well.
I do.
Have to pay for it every month. Mm-hmm. Paul, I'm guessing you have a mortgage or rent or something. Got to pay for it every month.
Right.
Sam does or will. So I'm sitting here and I'm asking, why would I work so hard 6 days a week for many years. It used to be 7 days a week. Why would I work so damn hard to afford my home when I can just not have one and have the taxpayers give me one?
Well, you wouldn't.
Let's see, so you're saying
free college,
keep the monthly
free
payment?
Healthcare, free housing. Why not?
Free heat, free internet.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You hear this one? Everybody thinks everybody should have free high-speed internet.
Okay.
Yes, free.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could pay $140 a month, but you should get it for free.
Mm, seems a
Why?
Little unfair.
Because you ain't got. You ain't got it. I ought to give it to you. Carrie, I can't say the number because it would make people sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it would make them think that I probably make more than I make. But again, let me just say it again. I cannot believe how much money I had to send the government this year for taxes or last
That's
year.
That's a lot, huh? Mm.
Absolutely stunning. 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 And if I lived in California, he would want even more. It's not enough.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And then you got people like Bernie and Pocahontas and others talking about how the rich aren't paying their fair share. And I'm not calling myself rich, but saying that the upper income level, I make better than average income. Some would say a lot better than average income. I earn it, work hard for it. But allegedly, because I'm not making $30,000 a year, which I guess is what they think we should all make, I'm not paying my fair share. And when you look at the actual rich in this country, we talk about it all the time. The top 1% pays 40% of all taxes. The top 10% pays 70% of all taxes. That means the other 90% pays 30. And I believe the lower 50% doesn't pay anything. So you help me understand how we're having this argument, this debate, when instead of empowering people to go out there and earn enough to get a house or an apartment or a townhouse or something, instead of imploring them to go to work and get a trade or learn how to do something and really be beneficial to a company and make more money and have more money to spend, what we're saying to them is, don't worry, we'll give you a prescription for a house.
Right.
Come on, dude.
And I think about this a lot, too. You know, there are a lot of universities and colleges around the country, including here in Texas, that are offering, you know, free college tuition. But you have the maximum you have to make in your household. But for those who make more than that, you know, there's still going to be a struggle for a lot of people.
Right.
So,
and you might be making a dollar more than that number.
Yeah.
And then people start saying, well, let me pare back so I can get free college.
Yeah.
I remember when Bill Clinton raised the luxury tax, or whatever, I forget what the hell they called it, but it was $200,000 a year. If you made more than $200,000 a year, your taxes rose exponentially, like through the roof. So people were literally saying, like stockbrokers and people who were making a lot of money were saying, I told my company, I want my salary to be $199,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make more than that because I don't want the government to fleece me.
Right.
I mean, you're literally disincentivizing people from working
harder
when you're going to be taking more of it.
I agree.
And you're disincentivizing people from working harder when you're saying, don't worry about getting your own house, we'll take care of it. That's stupid. It's literally backward. And this is some rich fat cat, this Gavin Newsom. He's not some poor guy that says, I've been through it, I'm going to help you get through what I went through. No. This is not who that guy is. How he was elected, other than he's a good-looking dude, I don't understand how he was elected. What did he say that made the people of California say, well, damn straight, we need to have this guy who can take all our money and give it away to a bunch of other people? The homeless situation in California has gotten worse. They're giving free needles away at every corner for you to shoot up your drugs, and people are pooping in the streets like crazy. How is this the guy? It's weird. Ted is in California. Ted, help me. I'm not there. Why is this guy the guy? Hello, Ted. Okay. Ted got scared, hung up the phone when I took him. Sam, what the hell happened to Ted? He was like, and then he hung up.
Hmm.
Or Ted, I'm putting that in quotes, Ted might really have been Gavin Newsom, and he wanted to argue about it. He got scared of my very masculine voice.
Oh, I'm sure that was it.
Come on, Ted.
You know, Gavin listens every
Ted,
day.
Did you see that? You see that Chris Evans actually took a picture with Ted Cruz? You guys see that?
I did see that, yeah.
Thoughts on that?
I don't have a problem with that. Who was the one that refused to take a picture?
He follows me now, Seth Rogen.
Right.
It wasn't Ted Cruz. It was with Paul Ryan.
Oh, okay, that's right. For some reason, I think it was
Paul Ryan's kids are big fans of Seth Rogen. Went up to him at some gathering, and Seth said, "Absolutely not. I will not take a picture with your kids because you ruined because of how badly you hurt the country." I went at him on Twitter. He and I have been following each other ever since. Although he still hasn't agreed to come on yet.
That would be interesting.
I'm still working him. I'd like to have him on. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like to have him on. So, any thoughts on that, Polo, about Chris Evans and Ted Cruz taking a picture? Because he's taking a beating. The left hates that he
did
it.
No doubt. I know he is, yeah.
I mean, there was a kid involved, right?
Well, there was a child in between them. I don't know who the kid was, but there was some sort of a program that Chris Evans is working on.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz is co-opting it and helping him with it. And it's actually literally reaching across the aisle because Chris Evans is the far leftist actor you're going to find, basically. But he's not radical about it. I mean, he says some dumb things on Twitter. He's not like Cher, you know what I mean? But I don't have a problem with it either. Of course you would take a picture with
why wouldn't
with
you?
Ted Cruz if he's helping you out. If Obama did something that I liked, I want to take a picture with him too. In fact, I would have taken a picture with Obama simply because he was the president. I don't care that we disagreed.
Mm-hmm.
Having the picture, but the fact that he's being attacked by Hollywood and social media, it's kind of par for the course. We kind of expect that now, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't expect anything else. Are you kidding me? Mm-mm.
I don't think it'd be blackballed or anything, and I think that the issue is a good one, but it's just so stupid how reactionary we all are.
I know.
Now,
that's what we do nowadays.
Sam, just type it to me because you can't say anything. The guy Ted called back. What did he say? So he called back and then he hung up again. Oh, he's calling again. He's calling again right now. What is he doing? Again, I do believe recreational marijuana is legal in California.
Hmm.
Is it Stone Friday today? What are we doing?
I don't know.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks. Carrie, you've been waiting for it. Ted is back on the line. We're going to have to take Ted.
Okay, yep. It's going to be good.
Probably going to be a great, I think it's going to be a great call, to be honest with you.
I think so, absolutely. Can't
wait. I think it'll be the call of the night.
Ooh, yeah, yep. He's going to bring it.
All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Keep in mind, if you're sleeping on some saggy old mattress at night, stop it. You deserve better than that. Give yourself an upgrade. I'm getting the best sleep ever on my new Helix mattress. They built the perfect mattress for me, and here's why. I went to the website, took their 2-minute Helix sleep quiz, and it was extremely easy. Whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, you like a plush or firm bed, go to helixsleep.com/pags. They're going to match you to a customized mattress that's going to give you the best sleep of your life. Helix Sleep was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired Magazines. They've got a 10-year warranty. You even get to try it for 100 nights risk-free. They're going to even pick it up for you if you don't love it. I'm here to tell you you're going to love it. They're not going to be picking anything up. That's all I'm saying. Helix is offering up to $125 off of all mattress orders because you listen to my program at helixsleep.com/pags. That's Helix, spelled H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/pags. Up to $125 off right now. You got to do it now. It's helix.com or helixsleep.com/pags. Get it done. All right, the moment we've all... Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Sam,
no.
What the...
He hung up again.
WTH, Sam. He hung up again.
Okay.
Ted called. He's in California. He called. And then
three
he hung up when
already.
He took him on the air.
Yeah.
Then he called back. She screamed at me. Then he hung up. He called back again. And he hung up.
Okay.
And now here's what my daughter slash call screener just told me. Karen is good. So I'm looking at the call screener, and I see John, and I see Dan. I don't see Karen. Now, maybe Sam has been hanging out with Ted too long. Because no, I see nobody on line one. I do
no
not
Karen.
See a Karen on line one. I'll take her, but I don't see it. Oh, there she is. See, you never screened it and showed it to me. Don't yell at me, Sam. She's writing in all capitals now as if I did it. There was nothing on line one. Karen, I'm told you're good, so we're going to take you. What's happening?
Oh, I have to go home and tell my husband.
What is Ted about? What is Ted doing in California, for God's sakes?
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of Teds left once this mass exodus of Californians ends.
I guess. Talk to me about Gavin Newsom. This guy wants to write a prescription for a house now?
Well, he is the former mayor of San Francisco, former husband to Kimberly Guilfoyle.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And the former lieutenant governor under Jerry Brown for 8 years. And he's also Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Well, but was he the guy that was the heir apparent and that's why everybody voted for him? Is it because he's a pretty good looking guy?
Yep.
Why is he the governor? I don't understand. He's shown how horrible he is in this very short term so far.
Yes. And there have been two separate attempts to get him out of office. And we're just...
I mean, you need L.A. and San Francisco to agree to get rid of him, though, right?
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And, we're totally outvoted.
Yeah.
We have illegal immigrant DMVs where they have been registered to vote since 2014.
That's crazy.
And we also, Nancy Pelosi perfected her ballot harvesting in our district out here in Rancho Murrieta, Wilton area, to take out Dan Lundgren, a representative who we dearly loved, and they've been doing it ever since, and that's been 6 years ago.
Now, I've got several stations in California. Is that in the Apple Valley High Desert area or the Palm Springs area?
No, we are just east of Sacramento.
Okay, so you're listening online?
I am. I used to be able to get you on the radio.
Right.
And
I'm on in Sacramento at like midnight now, something like that. So yeah, we're on very late.
But,
well, Karen, I got to run. I love that your call was twice as good as Ted would have been. I'm just saying.
Love you.
Have a good one. I love you back. Who's a pop going? Bop. Dirty pop. Hi, Paul. I mix in a lot of pop culture in the show, so I'm sorry if I stole your thunder. What do you have?
You did, but that's okay. So I don't remember if you watched the new version of American Idol or not.
Just like a half a season, didn't love it.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So I guess this Sunday, if you do watch the show, you'll see some craziness ensue. I guess there was some type of gas leak that was happening while they were filming, I guess, the auditions.
The auditions?
Yeah, to the point where I guess people had to leave the building. Katy Perry was like saying her head was hurting. She even like kind of like passed out or fell down outside.
Wow.
I mean, just craziness.
I might have to watch. All right, that's Polo. That is Kerry. That's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you.